Let's talk about learning how to do things when you don't even know where to start. A lot of these skills that we're talking about here in this Resilient Prepping book are skills that have been lost in our culture. And you may not know anybody who knows how to do these various things, including growing food or welding or smelting metal or running a 3D printer or building a fence or whatever the skill set is. You're going to need to learn how to do this without having the benefit of someone to show you how to do it. And I've felt a lot of resistance from people on this topic when I've talked to them about it in person. Often when I say something like, hey, it'd be a great idea if you built a fence there with like an H-brace and use some wire and use some wood. And sometimes they throw up their hands and they say, well, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Well, guess what? I didn't know where to begin either until I started doing it. And this is the first secret of learning these skills, is to start doing something, even if you don't think it's exactly the right answer. Start trying to build a fence. Like, what would it look like? Think about it and put a post in the ground. And what I found is that the more you get hands-on and start actually looking at what you're doing, the more the pieces will come together for you. Same thing's true about farming. I've never farmed, not on an agricultural scale, you know, never in my life. Of course, as a kid, my grandfather had me drive tractors and such. But those were very simple instructions, like, here, just drive this tractor, cut this hay, drive back and forth in this 80-acre field, you know, until all the hay is cut. But I didn't know anything about the timing of the planting, the wetness of the soil, you know. I didn't have the strategy for farming. I was just driving a vehicle back and forth to cut hay or rake hay or bale hay or what have you. But learning how to really grow a large amount of crops requires just jumping in and making some mistakes. And that's the second point, is you're going to make some mistakes. And that's completely normal. And that's part of the process of learning how to do things. So again, point number one is jump in, get started, even if you don't have all the answers. Do something in that direction. And the second point is expect to make some mistakes. First time you learn welding, it's going to be a nightmare. Or sewing, for that matter. You know, I'm in the process of learning how to sew. I've never used sewing machines before in my life, and suddenly I realize that's a very important skill to have. And so I'm learning to sew. And no one ever taught me welding, you know, so I'm learning how to weld. No one ever taught me how to farm, so learning how to farm. And yeah, probably the first year of growing, I don't know, corn or whatever, the crops are going to be a nightmare. It's going to be very low yield, probably going to be full of weeds and stuff. And the corn's not going to be ideal. Probably the raccoons will get into it, you know, things like that. But that's how you learn. So don't be afraid to make mistakes. Now, the third point is to start now, because the mistakes mean that you're going to have setbacks, and it may take you quite a lot of time to do these things well. Now, once you do these things well, whether it's building, I don't know, holsters out of leather, let's say, or sewing a pair of jeans together, or building a pair of shoes, or repairing something, or welding, whatever it is, whatever the skill is, once you get good at it, it's going to seem easy. And your efficiency is going to be very high. So you're going to have very high speed. But when you're learning, it's going to take a long time. It's going to be excessive in terms of your resource inputs of time and energy and possibly frustration and so on. So wouldn't it be great to have that low efficiency time before the world collapses? Because when the world collapses, all of these skills, they count on a life or death basis. And you need to be able to make them count at that moment. So think about gardening and food production. If you're learning to garden, that's a pretty long learning curve. It takes a lot of experience and skill to do it well. Really, it takes many years to do it well. Although with 1 year of experience, you can get over the vast majority of the obstacles. But if you could start learning to garden 1 year before the collapse, whenever that big collapse may be, I'm talking about the economic collapse that would just destroy, you know, all transactions. If you could get 1 year of gardening under your belt, you would be so far ahead of everybody else. And that would be a year well spent. And so maybe the collapse is coming next year. Maybe this year is the year that you need to learn how to garden. Maybe. I mean, that's up to you. It depends on your situation. Maybe this is the year you need to learn how to raise rabbits. That's the Marjorie Wildcraft approach, is raising rabbits as a source of meat and a source of fertilizer for your garden, and then feeding the garden scraps back to the rabbits. But you have to build a rabbit hutch, because the rabbits are, you know, typically contained in this large above-ground hutch that has a certain type of chicken wire at the bottom of it, so that the rabbit poop falls through the chicken wire and you can collect the poop and then use it as fertilizer. So you might think, well, I don't know how to build a rabbit hutch. And you probably don't. I've never built one. So how do you begin? Well, you look at a rabbit hutch and maybe sketch out on paper what you think you need. You start figuring out, I'm going to need some lumber. I'm going to need some wire. The wire has to be the right diameter for the rabbit's feet so they can walk around on it without hurting their feet. You don't want the gaps too large, but you want the gaps large enough for the size of rabbit poop. So you need to actually figure out, what is the diameter of rabbit poop? That becomes the basis for your sketch, for your plan. And then you got to go out and get the wire, get the wood. You probably want to screw this thing together. You don't want to use nails. So you're going to need screws, wood screws, and you're going to want treated lumber to make this thing weather resistant, and so on and so forth. So you just start doing it. Do you have a drill? Do you have a tape measure? And do you have a staple gun to maybe staple the wire to the wood? Things like that. You just start doing it. If you don't know where to start, just make up a solution and try that. Use your imagination, right? This is a critical skill. Now, an amazing thing about the human brain is that it is a general purpose computer. So your brain can learn almost anything. You're not limited to just one activity or one thing. You can master almost any subject. And of course, your neurology is connected to your motor control, your hands, your coordination. And so as you start to do things, physically do things, whether it's sawing wood or using a drill or shucking corn or driving a tractor or using a sewing machine or whatever the case may be, then your muscles will begin to have sort of their own kind of memory. I mean, we call it muscle memory. It's really your brain remembering how to control your muscles, but you'll learn how to do things without having to think about it, whether that's firing a rifle, reloading a rifle, even in a combat situation. Think about the way you drive a car. You probably drive a car without really thinking about it. You're probably fully capable of having a, you know, phone conversation, not with the phone in your hand, obviously, not looking at your phone. I'm not saying that. You want to be safe, but you can talk on a phone that's using your car's sound system. You can listen to a conversation. You can probably plan other things while you're driving. You might be listening to this while you're driving. And so you're processing this information. Your brain is doing the task of imagining some of the things that I'm talking about while you're driving. Yet, of course, the first time you drove, that required 100% focus of your brain when you were 16, perhaps, and you were just learning how to drive, right? It took every effort. You have the brake and the gas and the stick shift and the steering wheel and the blinkers and the mirrors. Oh my God, it's so much to think about. Now it's just second nature. Well, that's the way everything can become. Everything. Sewing, farming, firearms. So think about a lot of survival prepping, and especially for a resilient prepping scenario, a no-tech situation, is really, what it really comes down to is teaching your body and mind patterns. Patterns that will allow you to produce things efficiently or to repair things efficiently or carry out tasks efficiently when the time comes. And patterns are formed through repetition. So There are many firearms schools, for example, that will teach the idea of going through thousands of repetitions of drawing your firearm, or thousands of repetitions of clearing a jam, or racking the slide of a pistol, or changing the magazines on an AR-15. Thousands of repetitions of cycling the bolt carrier group on that rifle. When you go through things thousands of times, it becomes muscle memory. And what I've also learned is that it's important to spread out this repetition over several days, because it is during the night when you are sleeping that your brain is actually organizing and creating structure from the experience and the observations that you had that day. The learning actually takes place when you're sleeping. So think about your waking hours as hours when you're gathering information, or you are kind of programming the inputs of your neurology through repetition of whatever you're doing, you know, sowing, farming, whatever. And then at night, that's when your brain actually, quote, learns that activity and imprints or structures it into your neurology, so that you wake up the next day, you have greater skill. And if you do that for several days, day after day, or even once a week, that will be more powerful than doing thousands of repetitions on just one day. You have to give your brain time to integrate these activities and the feedback from your muscles. So if you can do something 5,000 times, and make this a number, 5,000 times is typically enough to be very, very good at that thing, whatever that thing is. And when it comes to mastery, it is typically said that 5,000 hours makes someone a master of a particular art, whether it be swordsmanship or target shooting or whatever the case may be, or hand-to-hand combat, right? 5,000 hours makes you a master, but 5,000 repetitions makes you very competent in whatever it is that you're trying to learn. So keep all of this in mind. Remember that you are trying to program your brain to be a survival processing system, which means that your brain needs to learn a lot of new things. And the great news is that even if you forget these things in the short term, your brain has already been imprinted, you know, after 5,000 repetitions or so, your brain has been imprinted to the point where you can easily retrieve those memories in the future. And sometimes all it takes is doing something once. For example, when you were a kid, you probably learned how to ride a bike. And there was probably a moment when you could control that front wheel, and you could pedal and you could ride without falling over. That moment, from that moment forward, you never forgot how to ride a bike, did you? And you could get on a bike right now at age 50 or 60 or even 70. You could get on a bike right now and ride it. Why? Because it's permanently imprinted in your neurology. And a lot of skills are like that. For example, when I first moved to Texas, I built a goat fence. And I didn't know how to build a goat fence, but I got some treated post lumber, you know, wooden posts. And I dug some holes in the ground. I think I had an auger for a tractor. And then I put the posts in the ground and poured some concrete and so on, and built some bracing. And then I attached some wire. And then I used the tractor to pull the wire. And it wasn't pretty, but from that moment, I never forgot how to build a fence. What is an H-brace? And then I learned how to use wire to create tension on the diagonal between the corners of an H-brace, and why that creates structural rigidity. Now I know I can always build a fence, a strong fence, a goat-proof fence, which is actually goats always rub on your fence, or they push against it because they're always itchy. So goats will test your fence like no other animal, by the way. Dogs won't even test the fence the way goats do. And the same thing is true with running a rifle. You know, I can pick up an AR or an AK and I can run it with my eyes closed. Why? Because I've got the muscle memory. I'm never going to forget that skill. Never going to forget how to run a pistol, how to clear jams, how to change magazines, any of these things. So think about yourself, your brain as being a general purpose survival computer. and ask yourself, what programs do you want into that computer? It's kind of like that scene out of The Matrix. Remember where they could just download skill sets like, oh, I know jujitsu. Well, in the movie, you could download the jujitsu program in a few seconds. In reality, you actually have to go practice jujitsu for, let's say, at least 100 hours to know what you're doing. But a lot of other skills don't take 100 hours, and you can get on them starting today. So your brain is a computer. You are the programmer. You are in charge of what you want your brain to remember how to do. And you can begin that programming today. And because of this incredible gift from God, which is this human brain, you can learn anything. The only question is, what do you want to learn first?